I'm Kelly Beatty, the editor of Night Sky Magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of what's overhead during August evenings. Before you head out, grab a blanket, a folding chair, or one of those reclining loungers so you can lean back and look up without getting a sore neck. Take a long-sleeve shirt or light jacket in case it gets cool, and find a spot that's far away from bright lights with a clear view all around the horizon. If you go out early in the month, the moon will be up in the sky after sunset. As the moon circles Earth, sunlight reflects off its surface from different angles and causes the cycle of phases we see each month. During August, the moon reaches first quarter, meaning it's a quarter of the way around in its orbit, on the 2nd, and the full moon follows on the 9th. Last quarter falls on the 15th, and the next new moon will be on the 23rd. Right now, there's only one bright planet in the sky, and that's Jupiter. To find it, just note where the sun went down. That's west, more or less. Now turn to the left and look a third of the way up. You'll see a star that's brighter than any other in the sky. Ta-da! That's Jupiter. If you have a small telescope or even binoculars that you can hold very steady, you'll see that Jupiter is a small disk, like a miniature full moon, with a string of stars along a line to either side of it. Those are the planet's four largest satellites. Okay, back to the big picture. Hold your arm out and clench your fist. Now shift your gaze by the width of three of those fists to the left of Jupiter and look for a moderately bright star. That's Antares, the reddish heart of the constellation Scorpius. If your southern horizon is completely clear, you might be able to make out the rest of this nasty critter. The pincers are a little to the right of Antares, marked by a vertical row of three stars. The body swings down to the lower left and curves up at the end, at the stinger. The whole thing might remind you of a question mark lying on its side. Now turn again to your left so that the sunset point is behind you and look up, way up, for a bright triangle of three stars. The highest and brightest one, almost overhead, is called Vega. To its lower left is the star Deneb, and to its lower right is Altair. This distinctive trio is known as the summer triangle. If your skies are really dark, without much light pollution or moonlight, you'll see the faint band of the Milky Way running from Deneb, past Altair, and down to the lower right towards Scorpius. This glow is from the countless faint stars that mark the disk of our home galaxy. In fact, the word galaxy comes from the Greek phrase galaxios kouklos, which means circle of milk. One of the things I look for every August is a burst of shooting stars from the Perseid meteor shower. Now, during a meteor shower, you'll typically see more shooting stars than normal. That's because Earth is crossing the orbit of a comet and plowing through a cloud of particles shed by that comet all along its orbit. In the case of the Perseids, the comet is called Swift-Tuttle. Over the centuries, all the particles shed by this comet have become scattered along its orbit, and every August, we plow right through them. So why do astronomers call this shower the Perseids and not the Swift-Tuttleids? Because the meteors you'll see all seem to streak across the sky from the direction of the constellation Perseus. This year, the Perseids will be at their peak late on the night of Saturday, August 12th, and before dawn on the 13th. The later you stay up, the more meteors you'll see. Hey, it's a Saturday night. You'll be up late anyway, right? Start looking for meteors after 10 or 11 p.m., after Perseus has risen over the northeast horizon. And if it's cloudy on the 12th, you can try on the nights of the 11th or the 13th. Ordinarily, I can count on the Perseids to give us a pretty good show, maybe one meteor per minute from a really dark location. But the bad news is that this year they're competing with the light of a nearly full moon. That bright moonlight will wash out most of the meteors. Even so, occasionally a bright, streaky Perseid will burn right through that moonlit sky. While you're waiting for those Perseids, grab your binoculars to look at the moon or Jupiter, or poke around the sky to the left of Scorpius in the next-door constellation of Sagittarius. That's the direction of the heart of the Milky Way, and you'll be surprised how many star clusters and glowing nebulas you can turn up just by carefully sweeping that part of the sky. If you want more sky watching tips, check out Night Sky's official website, skytonight.com. Next month, we'll pay a state visit to Cassiopeia, queen of the late summer sky. Until then, I wish you clear skies.